AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Justice Department's releasing more from its Jeffrey Epstein files. Saker Magani reports it comes
under a law intended to show what the government knew about Epstein's actions. The department says it's putting out 3 million pages of documents, plus thousands of images and videos.
Today's release marks the end of a very comprehensive document identification and review process to ensure transparency to the American people.
Though Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche acknowledges it may not be enough for many.
There's a hunger or a thirst for information that I do not think will be satisfied by the review of these documents.
There's been intense public speculation about what information the government had about Epstein's dealings with the rich and powerful, including Donald Trump, and whether it would hold back incriminating material. Blanche says it's not.
We did not protect President Trump. We didn't protect or not protect anybody.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's nominating Kevin Warsh to be the next chair of the Federal Reserve. Reporters asked the president whether Warsh committed to lowering interest rates before he was chosen.
No, but we talk about it, and I've been following him, and I don't want to ask him that question. I think it's inappropriate, probably. It probably would be allowed, but I want to keep it nice and pure. But he certainly wants to cut rates. I've been watching him for a long time.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, wary.
Kevin Warsh has already stood up in public as part of his tryout for attracting Donald Trump's attention and just claimed that up is down, in is out, black is white, he doesn't care. He wants to say whatever Donald Trump wants him to say. He needs to show some independence. So far, all he has done is shown that he would be an excellent sock puppet for Donald Trump.
Stocks fell on the news. The S&P and the Dow each lost about 0.4%, the Nasdaq 0.9%. For the week, the S&P was up, the Dow and the Nasdaq down. This is AP News. The Prime Ministers of Canada and the UK are among leaders who've been making visits to China recently, and Karen Shamas reports.
More are planning to go in a major shift to the world order since President Trump took office again. A round of applause after the UK and Chinese governments sign a raft of business announcements and government agreements in Beijing. This is one of many recent examples of some of America's closest allies exploring opportunities with China. The warming of relations with China comes following clashes with Trump over tariffs and his demands to take over Greenland from NATO ally Denmark. The countries are resetting relations with China, which is long seen as the top economic rival to the US, despite the risk of irking Trump. This week alone, the prime ministers of the UK and Finland went to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping. I'm Karen Shamas.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.